Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
I don't know whether this is the right place to confess this, but for decades I've been a committed and passionate listener, viewer and supporter of the ABC. But when I hear the ABC talk about a Christian organisation, I often feel like reaching for the flak jacket. So it was the most delightful surprise a few weeks ago when the first 5 to 10 minutes of the high-profile Four Corners program featured very positively an organisation called Christ Mission Possible. It was a moving program on unemployment and what it was like for five different people to lose their job, their home, and become dependent on welfare. Christ Mission Possible was reaching out with food, housing, and basically love, motivated by the love of God. No strings attached. It was a beautiful thing to watch, and I can't imagine what a lifesaver for many people it helps. It's timely for us to focus on this, with Homeless Week kicking off around Australia next week. The CEO of CMP is Martin Beckett. He featured on the Four Corners program, and he joins us now. Martin, welcome to Open House.
Lee, thanks for having me here.
Congratulations on a fine work. Christ Mission Possible started with 10 volunteers. It's got 10 full-time staff now, 150 volunteers. How and why and where did it start?
Christ Mission Possible started about 14 to 15 years ago. It was founded by a couple, Abraham and Alice Nackery. They're Mount Druitt locals, and he's a local plumber who just had a real call on God's heart to go into Papua New Guinea, and he began taking resources into New Guinea, things like generators, just goods that you and I take for granted. And about 8 years ago, he saw he was walking through the city in Sydney, and he saw about 200 people being fed by a fellow by the name of Jeff Gambit, and he just was inspired to do something out west.
But using that name, Christ Mission Possible.
Well, he actually got that. He went to a conference called the Four Square we're running called Christ Him Possible, and with that he just said Christ Mission Possible because it was missions focused, missions overseas and missions here in Australia.
So what was the vision then right at the start?
The vision, really, it was quite simple. It was just to care for the poor and needy. It was Mark 10:27. It says that with God, nothing is impossible. And so the vision was just to go into the streets of Mount Druitt, where he saw many people that were suffering and doing it tough, and just provide a nice wholesome meal. So every Wednesday night, they would pack up a truck and off they go and feed about 150 to 200 people.
And as I said, and it's an important point to add, no strings attached.
Absolutely, free of charge.
No hidden agendas.
No hidden agenda. No, you know, often churches do these kind of things with the ultimate goal to get people into church on Sunday. And that wasn't even the focus.
So why did he do it?
Abe's a passionate guy, and Abe just saw the need. And I guess it's that kind of guy that he is. You see the need, you do something about it.
How do you explain how it's evolved? Because it has taken off.
It has. Look, it said 14, 15 years, and 8 years ago, or 7 years ago, Abraham and myself met. And we were a church that were community-focused, community-minded. And Abraham now serves in our church as missions and also an elder. And we adopted the charity Christ Mission Possible. And from there on, I've moved into the role of CEO. I'm also senior pastor of a church, so it's quite an arduous task. But we just take that charity and we see that as an expression of our church's love. And we partner with about 30 local churches to actually administer the service. So it's just, it's just taken off over the last 7 years to a level that we never foresaw.
Because there's a lot of need there.
The need's getting greater. Yeah,
greater.
Absolutely. We 4 years ago, we were spending $1,000 on our service over a year, and now we're spending about $160,000 administering the same service to the community.
Why is it getting greater, do you think?
You know, there's a lot of stress for people, Lee. You know, people are coming, turning up in nice cars, but they can't afford to pay the mortgage. And they can't afford to pay the mortgage. They can't afford to put food on the table. So they'll come and sit down in the street at tables, park their nice car, and have a meal on the street. You don't do that if there's there's an element of pride. You don't do that unless you need it. So people that are everyday mum and dads are coming and having the main meal of the week on the streets.
So what in practical terms do you do for them?
Okay, well, Christ Mission Possible began just taking food out to the streets. And so we would set tables and chairs up on the street. There'd be hot food, and it's restaurant-style food. Some restaurants now support what we do, yes. Quite a lot of restaurants. And so we take the food out to the streets. But then we would also provide a hamper to take home, just groceries. And but we've also evolved now. We do about 1,500 hampers every week. in our local community, and they're food hampers from cereal to fruit and vegetable. And we now serve about 7,000 people through the food program every week in our local community with just everyday food essentials and hot meals on the streets. There'll be from breakfast clubs in the schools, breakfast clubs for the homeless on the streets, and meal programs. And then we also do a practical side. We were seeing the homeless and we began housing the homeless. So we're now one of the largest and most, I would say, active housing providers in the actual western suburbs, where we house 700 people every year in crisis accommodation, and 300 people are housed into permanent accommodation through the private rental market.
Are some people a bit wary when they see the name of the organisation?
You know, the people who are wary are those out there who tend to be those, I don't know how to say this, Lee. I've got to be politically correct, you know, like, you know, those people who worry about Christ in everything. You know, we can't have Christmas. It's not the genuine people out there that are, you know, of other faiths that are concerned. It's the whingers and the whiners in the background. And so we find that people who get there and say, you know, Christ Mission Possible, maybe you should change the name. And we just say, you know what? We embrace all faiths. We love all people, regardless of who they are. And you know what? Our fruits are evident of that.
So what was it about Jesus Christ that initiates this kind of work in a community?
For us, as I said before, it was Mark 10:27. You know, it looks like an impossible task, but with God, all things are possible. But I think Jeremiah 22 says it the best for me. It says, to know the heart of God is to defend the cause of the poor. And many people go through their Christian walk, you know, they go, what's the will of God for my life? Well, you know, it's not so much what's the will of God for your life. Do what God does and you'll be doing the will of God for your life. So he takes care of the poor. He defends the cause of the poor. It's important.
Read what he says.
Absolutely.
Over and over again, actually.
Absolutely. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, you know, it's you know, Jesus talking about Isaiah. And, you know, he says there that preach the gospel to the poor. You know, proclaim liberty to the captive. That's our job. As simple as a Christian, do what Jesus did.
Are people often asking you why you do this?
In the beginning, people would come out to our street dinners and they would, you know, say, where's your church? You know, you must want us to come to church on Sunday. And you know what? For months, I would refuse to tell them where we actually fellowshiped, yeah, because I actually wanted to be a point of difference. And so we actually didn't see anyone coming to our church because we refused to tell them where we were fellowshipping.
That's a turn up for the books.
Because we just said to them, this is church. The only thing we want to do, we said, we're not paid to do this. We have no government funding. We receive no funding from any entities out there. And we said to them, we said, look, we're here because we want to be, not because we have to be. So there's no agenda.
I've got no doubt, though, that some people are inevitably drawn into your community.
More so now than ever. I think we've proven ourselves. You know, we've been doing street dinners for now 6-7 years. And people, and when you first turn up, they thought, we've seen this before. The funding stops and you disappear. Well, we've never had funding to stop, and we've actually grown in number. So we do about 20 programs now in our local community on the street. We went from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, now to 20, and they'll serve anywhere from 100 to 150 people a night. And most restaurants would love that kind of. Yes. We don't make any money out of it, though. Yes.
Where's the funding come from? Because this is no small enterprise now.
It's not now. Look, the funding, we self-funded ourselves. We come up with great initiatives. We come up with great ideas. And when I say we, I say a partnership between us and God, because we had absolutely no business plan. A lot of these things are done in boardrooms. You know, people sit down, work out the dollars and cents, and then the church pastor or leadership says, we can't afford to help the poor. Well, we just thought, let's just do it. And that's probably been the flowing motto for us for the last, for the last 14 years. Just do it. And so for us, it was just about getting out on the streets and just meeting the need.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you seem a passionate bloke from meeting you and hearing you.
We're pretty passionate. I always say to people, you don't do things by halves. You know, you do them full on. And so I think for us, it was a passion. We saw it growing. And we went, God, you know, what do you want to do with this? You know, we were seeing people on the streets. And I remember taking home 3 homeless people into my own home. And they stayed in our house for 2 weeks. And because I just couldn't bear the thought of them sleeping on the streets. And so you asked, Lee, how we're funded. And I didn't correctly answer that. We're funded. We saw the group growing. We began housing people, like, in my own home, got frustrated with the need out there. And we began a program housing people in temporary accommodation, and then we began housing them in their own homes. Well, local government took notice, and groups like Housing New South Wales are great supporters of our work, and so they purchase our service. They don't fund us as in government funding. They purchase what we do. So we have facilities that we've set up which are just amazing, and we've done it all with nothing. Lee, at one point, I was working and running the church about 4.5 years ago because I grew up as pastor's kid, and I was not going to let my kids live in squalor. And so people would come and say, leave your job, Marty. You've got to be a full-time minister. I just say, I am a full-time minister. I've just got a second job, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anyway, so God just told me to leave my work, and I left my work. And for a year and a half, we had no money. I was about to lose my home. I was standing in the dole queues with the dole form, with the clients we were serving on the streets. It was really humbling for me. I really got to know what it was like. But at the same token, my wife and I grew in that period. It was really living by faith. And what happened was Housing then came and said, you know, we want to support and sponsor your work that you're doing. And it was opportune. It was right at that time when we were about to open a facility that we could not afford to open, but yet we were stepping out and opening. It was a large complex, nine family accommodation rooms, and also 21 beds for single people that are in crisis. And Housing actually funded through that pay for service our work.
It's called God's timing, actually.
God had a business plan far better than mine.
Yes. And then Four Corners comes along and wants to feature you. What do you think?
We'd been approached. Abraham had been on A Current Affair back years ago, and we'd been approached by local papers in the past. But when Four Corners rang and said, we want to actually come and spend 3 days following you around with a camera, I was a bit worried, to tell you the truth. And I told them this. I said, guys, I'm a bit worried because in this sort of demographic, you guys have been quite negative. They came out, and can I say, honestly, it was absolutely a wonderful story. The way they conducted themselves. Actually, there was one point where Jeff, who's the reporter on the show.
Jeff Thompson,
the last day of recording, he grabs me in the car park at Judge's car park in Penrith, and he grabs me and he says, Marty, like a little kid. I was so amazed by him. He grabs me and he drags me over to his car and he said, have you seen the new Superman movie? And I said, no, I haven't, Jeff. He said, there's this line running through the movie where the S is in question. What's the S mean? And Superman's asked, what's the S mean? Why the S? And he said, in our language, it means hope. And he drew this picture on his notepad with CMP in the Superman logo, and underneath it, in our language, it means hope. And I got really excited by that because I thought, these guys have caught it. So yes. When Four Corners did that, I felt really comfortable at that point that these guys had caught the heart of our mission and we're actually going to do a good story. And so to watch it on telly, I was holding my breath.
I bet you were.
I tell you what, but I was so relieved. And all throughout the show, the reporter and the producer were texting me, just saying, are you happy? Are you good? There was a real heart for our service.
Jeff Thompson is a very good man.
Oh, beautiful.
So what's been the response to that appearance? Like, you're here for a start.
Well,
but there's been much bigger than that.
There has. We've had a great response from local and from Perth, Victoria, people who just want to give. There was a fella featured on the show. His name was Ian, who was homeless and moved to Windsor. He had a $1,000 credit card debt at the time. Well, we had two people contact us who wanted to pay off his credit card debt. And one of them who got in first, we gave him the opportunity to bless him and paid off his credit card debt. We've had corporate people that have come and said, we want to be part of what you're doing. Probably one of the major and more surprising ones was Channel 9, who their EP had actually seen the show. And he said to his reporter, he said, look, Vic, I want you to get these guys in the office. And we were in there within 3 days, I think, after the show, having a chat about how Channel 9 might be able to support our work. So this is A Current Affair.
Yes, not known for its soft heart.
No, and look, they were up front. They said, look, we're not known for that soft, touchy-feely stuff. But you know what? They were touched by the show. And for me, that was a great tribute to the way the show was put together and by the heart of our organisation.
Of course. And the one who inspires it.
God is good.
Yes. Is there one story, or are there a couple of stories you can relate to us of how this has really made a difference in people's lives, right?
Look, I guess the best thing to do is go home, right? And I'm going to go home, and that is within our own service. We have a gentleman working for us, been with us about 2 years. He came into our service in Christmas, December 2 years ago, and his name's Andrew. Now, Andrew's actually runs our food operation. He came into our service homeless, a manly boy, grew up there, had a bit of a family breakdown, ended up homeless, and found his way to Christ Mission Possible. Turns out he has a great background in the corporate world, but just had hit rock bottom. He's now today married to a young lady who also came through our homeless accommodation, who's a beautiful young lady. He has just a week, 2 weeks ago, had their first son, and he's been just an absolute blessing to our organisation. So he went from homelessness to being finding a home, but not just a house, a home, and having a lovely wife. And doing things and pursuing a relationship with God, which just amazes me. That's probably the best story.
Which is authentic.
It's authentic. That's what God's about, total transformation.
So what do you say to God about what's happened?
Oh, you know, I started sort of just saying, what's next, God? What's next, God? And he just didn't really sort of say much. And so for me, I just say thank you, because it's a great privilege to be able to serve like we do on the streets, to be able to serve as we do as a church group and church groups that we're affiliated with. I just say thank you. We could never have planned this, Lee. It's amazing.
I'm sure many people thank you, Marty Beckett, from Christ Mission Possible, for the great work that you do. If people want to find out more, where can they go? How can they find out, Marty?
Best way is obviously through our website, and that seems to be the way today. So they can find us at www.cmp.org.au, and through that you have links to Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of social stuff, which I have no idea of, but they tell me I've got to talk about. So that's the best way.
Okay, we'll put it up on our Open House Community Facebook page. Marty Beckett, you're an absolute inspiration. It's been a privilege to meet you and to hear you speak about Christ Mission Possible. Thank you so much.
Lee, thanks for the opportunity, mate.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.